Proclamation number 8627 of 26th of September, 1963. Total devotion to God. Just always entrust yourselves to me and so make me your guide, your constant companion, who directs you and determines you to all thinking and doing. And truly, your earth life will be beneficial for yourselves and also for your fellow human beings. Because then my will always have an effect in you, because you subordinate your will to mine. That is why the complete devotion to me is also the surest guarantee that you reach your perfection, because then all resistance in you is broken. Voluntarily you acknowledge me again, and nothing now stands in the way of the union, because a complete devotion to me is not to be thought without love towards me, and because love in you will now also not remain inactive, because your earth's change will now be in effect in love. The complete devotion to me cannot take place as long as self-love still prevails in you, because then you still allow yourselves to be valid, and your nature will show arrogance, while the devotion to me is an act of humility and your self-love has already changed to unselfish neighborly love. You will also only ever hand yourselves over to me when you have complete trust in me, when you have already recognized me as a being which is love, wisdom and strength in itself. Then you will enter into the relationship of a child to the father of your own accord. You re-establish the original relationship, and therefore you will also reach happiness again, because you fulfill the law of eternal order. You have become love again. You can receive my illumination of love and now return as my children into your father house. Again and again I woo your love, your complete trust, your complete devotion to me. And that is why I reveal myself to you in my nature. You are to be truthfully informed about my nature, because only when you can measure my endless love, only when you know that it is always and forever meant for you, because you have emerged out of my love, you will understand that I long for you, and when you believe in this great love of mine, you will also return it, because love awakens counter-love. But since you as man are still of darkened spirit, you often still stand in erroneous thinking. You fear me, who comes towards you with all love. You do not let yourselves be addressed by me, because you fear my severity, because you do not feel as children of a father, who can always trust in the love of the Father and are allowed to flee to him in all troubles. You have been given a wrong image of me, in that I was certainly portrayed to you as powerful and righteous, but too little mention was made of my endless love. And therefore you lack the trust of a child in the Father which, however, the Father will never disappoint. And in your spiritual darkness you often go so far that you would like to free yourselves from the thought of a God and Creator in order to be relieved of all responsibility. And you will always be strengthened by my adversary, for he will want to deprive you of all faith in me, and if you are therefore without love yourselves then you will also be unable to believe in a being which is love in itself. But you can believe that I touch you again and again to awaken love in you, because I want to prepare happiness for you, which you already are to do without for eternal times. But I cannot act against the law of order. I cannot make you happy as long as you resist me, as long as you do not return my love. Because so long you are outside of my love current. Every resistance makes my love radiation ineffective, and only when you have again become love, you can feel the happiness of my love radiation. But then you will eternally no longer let go of me, as also I no longer give you, if I have once won you for me. And once I also succeed, once you will take the way to me of your own accord, and I will stretch out the hands towards you, which you will reach for to no longer let go of them, because your true home is the kingdom of light and happiness. Your father house is with me, and you return guaranteed once again to your start. 9/26, 1963. That is why I will also repeatedly recite the gospel of love to you, and anyone who wants to serve me on earth should also pass on the divine teaching of love again. He should encourage his fellow human being to love and set a good example for him himself. For as soon as love is kindled in a person's heart, he will also join me, and then complete devotion to me can also take place, which will secure him a blissful life for all eternity. Amen.